It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It's the month of May, so let's start talking racing here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Welcome, glad to have you on board this week. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing, and you know they're still looking for workers at AAARoofingCompany.com. Check them out and go to work. Hey, the field is set for the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. Pretty exciting stuff, really, over the weekend. Saturday, they had the bump day. There were 35 cars going for 33 spots. And then on Sunday, of course, the Fast 9 went for the official pole for the 102nd running of the Indy 500. On bump day, it was a little surprising to see James Hinchcliffe, old Hinch, out of the show. On the outside looking in, he was knocked in. Yeah, this is a guy that's been on the pole. I think it was 2016. He was on the pole for the Indy 500, and now he is not going to be in the show. And he said afterwards it was just his fault. He said he messed up. Who's on the pole? Well, Indianapolis' own Ed Carpenter, his third career in Indianapolis 500 pole. Ed was faster than everybody else during the Fast 9 at 229.618, and he talked about how neat the third one is.
I mean, they're all different. It certainly brings back memories of the past. You know, I think it's probably the thing that's the most different and fun about it is, you know, my kids are getting older and really know what's going on, and I think enjoy it. And, you know, just having them in the pictures and Ryder holding the check and seeing how excited Cruz is and McKenna, you know, it just makes it even more special because, you know, maybe the first one they wouldn't remember. This one, they're all enough that they're going to remember it. So it's something that we can share for the rest of our lives. You've constantly got to improve and get better and learn from previous experiences. So, you know, we've been in this position before and ran a good race that, you know, I thought we had a chance to win. We first pole, we didn't really have the right game plan. So, you know, I feel like we've learned a lot. I feel like I've gotten better since 2014. And, you know, we've got a great package with Chevrolet and ECR, and hopefully we'll be able to be in the mix all day on Sunday.
So the front row is Ed Carpenter, Simon Pagenaud, and Will Power. A lot of people picking Power to win this race. He was a guy that won the Grand Prix of Indianapolis just last week, but now he is in the outside of row one. Well, let's go to the guy who's on the inside of row one. It's Simon Pagenaud.
It's great to be here. Obviously, I wanted the pole really bad, and I thought we had a shot, but that 230 was too fast for us. Couldn't get there, but we did everything we could with what we had, and I think Tim Penske should be really, really proud of what we've accomplished today with four cars in a Fast 9. If it wasn't for Ed, we would be 1-2-3, so even with Ed, it's fantastic. It's great preparation. I'm so proud to be part of this team. They give me an opportunity to hope to win at the best race in the world.
And another guy a lot of people are looking at to win this race has a great starting spot. He's on the inside of row two, Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah, ECR is always tough. I know it. I've been with them, but we're excited for the challenge at Team Penske. And you got to feel confident with them. I think Team Chevy's given us everything we need this month, so it's a matter of putting it together for the race now.
And, of course, everybody's talking about Danica Patrick. She has a very fast race car coming out of the Ed Carpenter stable. So what will she do on race day? Well, could she win this thing? What a huge story that would be for IndyCar racing if Danica Patrick in her last race in Indy could win it, perhaps. Well, she's got a good starting spot. Danica will start in the inside of row three.
Down to nailing the balance, I think, more than anything. It's I feel like that's really... You know, when you get going that fast, I feel like it's not that, I mean, there were many, many corners that felt very easy out there, but the balance becomes really critical. So, you know, as you trim and as you take steps forward and, you know, trim, you know, you have to achieve that balance. And so, you know, the only times of practice have been not really the greatest times in the world, you know, first thing in the morning after it's been raining or, you know, early afternoon. I mean, those are not great times to know exactly what you've got. So you kind of have to base it off of realistic time frames of when you've run before. So I think that, you know, Don Halliday came over to engineer me for this, and I think he's done a really good job of making the car consistent, predictable, and comfortable. And, you know, we've had a pretty smooth week. So, but you know, qualifying is just nerve wracking because you know it's all that I remember about IndyCars where it doesn't move a little, it jumps. Like there's no you know, it doesn't move that much. If it's either good or it's really difficult. So, you know, the in-between is not a large zone. So you just kind of hope that it's good, so everything is nice and smooth. If it's not, then, I mean, you saw what happened. There are great drivers that, I mean, look at Hinchcliffe. I mean, he's qualified on the pole a couple of years ago and struggled. And, you know, you look at Rossi, almost bumped me out yesterday, and he had a tough run. So that is how finicky it is. So you just hope you nail the balance.
So last year, I was very fortunate. I picked Takuma Sato. I know, you're saying, now, Will, you really didn't, did you? I guess I did. Ask my son, John. He said he was going to the race last year, and he said, Dad, who should I look for? And I said, you know, I just have a hunch about Sato. And then he ended up winning the 101st running of the Indy 500. I don't have the same kind of hunch this year about anybody, really. But just for the fun of it, it's always fun to pick somebody to win. I am going to go with the pole setter, Ed Carpenter. I think that is what's going to happen this year in the 102nd running of the Indy 500. I think Ed is going to take it home from the pole. Another great story, of course, would be Elio Castroneves. Can he win another one at Indianapolis? He could. His car looks very good. It's tough to go against any of the Penske drivers. They all look very strong. But just the hunch, why not? Let's go with Ed Carpenter to win on Sunday in the greatest race of them all. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to shift gears completely, pardon the pun. We're not going to talk very much more racing. Maybe at the very end, we'll say one more chance of who you think is going to win it. But what about the Marion University softball program? They're going back to the World Series, and their coach, Scott Fleming, joins us next when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton, your host. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing. AAAroofingCompany.com is the best way to go. Let's say hi to Scott Fleming, the head softball coach at Marion University. And his women are playing great. They're on their way to Florida and the World Series. Coach, congratulations just on what has been a remarkable season.
Well, thanks, Will. It's been a lot of fun. We have a really good group of kids that just really like to play and compete, and it's been fun. So hopefully we can keep playing well and make a deep run down in Florida.
Well, I tell you, this year 50-5 overall is your record. Am I right? Did I look at the right numbers? 50-5. I mean, did you ever even imagine that's? It's hard to play that many games and only lose five times. Is it just been maybe kind of the season you thought it would be, or is it even above your expectations?
Well, honestly, it's probably a little above my expectations, although, you know, I have high expectations for our kids, and our kids have high expectations. I mean, we lost a really good group of seniors off of last year's team, and so we weren't quite sure how that was going to play out. I mean, we lost pretty much our whole infield, a catcher and an outfielder, but we have our pitchers. We have all of our pitchers coming back, and we got a couple transfers and a couple young kids. It kind of, you know, paid their dues last year and kept working and kept getting better, and has stepped in and done a really, really good job.
We're talking with Scott Fleming. He's the softball coach at Marion University. The ladies head south to Florida. You play Friday. Your game is against Southern Oregon. You're the number 3 seed in the whole tournament. Ten teams are there. 10 teams go to Florida. You play Southern Oregon. They're the 6th seed. There's something about big games. Marion and Southern Oregon just find a way to find each other, don't they?
Yeah. I know our football team has played them, I think, a couple times. And, in the national championship game. I know our women's basketball team has played them in the national championship. Actually, 2 years ago, we played Southern Oregon down at Lindsey Wilson, our first in their opening round down there, and beat them. So they've got a really good, really good team and a really good program. They were in the World Series last year as well. So, you know, I got to watch them, and actually waiting on a couple calls back to get a little more of a scouting report. But I know they're a really good team. Their conference is really good. I mean, they sent four teams to the opening round of the national tournament this year. And so, matter of fact, the team that we beat in the championship game down at down in Bowling Green, Corbin University, is also in their conference. And of course, at that stage, everybody's good, you know. So you got to play well if you're going to win.
Yeah. Well, this is now your team, the Knights, your third straight trip to the NAIA World Series. And if people listening don't quite understand it, the way it goes is, there are 10 different regionals that I think, is it a total of 40 teams get in that part of it? And then out of each regional, 10 of them then go on to the World Series. That's a lot of softball. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, do you think that I would imagine your guys' experience right now is a factor in your favor? I mean, you guys kind of understand what this is all about right now, don't you?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, we've kind of talked to our kids every year about kind of taking that next step. And 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we had played down to Lindsey Wilson and lost. And then the next year, we played down to Lindsey Wilson and won. And that was our first trip to the World Series. And I'll tell you too, when you get that taste in your mouth, it's a lot of fun. And that hunger is there, you know, with our kids. This being our third time, will help. I mean, again, I think our kids, you know, the first time that we went, you know, none of us were really quite sure, but, you know, we competed well, man. We won our first game, and then the team that won the national championship, you know, beat us 3-2, and they had to score one in the top of the seventh, you know, to beat us. And then, we kind of talked to our kids, you know, kind of we're at that point again where, hey, let's take that next step and, you know, and get down there and play well and make a deep run at it here.
Well, so much of that game, the softball, is about who's hot, who can string together three or four hits at a right time. Again, a lot of it's about your pitching, how that goes. There's so much of it that you really can't control, right? I mean, you just have to sort of chip away at it and string some things together. That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, again, at that level, I mean, man, you're seeing the best pitchers in the nation. Hopefully you just got to play well and, you know, have a little luck and get a few breaks and go from there. I mean, I like our team. I mean, again, I feel like, you know, we played really well overall all year long. I thought we really played well down in the opening round. I mean, we had, you know, really good pitching, which, you know, we have a really good staff. We hit the ball really well. I mean, we scored 9 runs in one game, 10 runs in another, and won 3-1 the last one. And we had, over 10 hits all 3 games, so we hit it well. And then, you know, we've been one of the top defensive teams all year in the nation. And it's something that we work hard on. So hopefully we can, you know, get down there and keep playing well, get a few breaks and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a 10-team double elimination tournament. Indiana Wesleyan's also from your conference. They're the number 5 seed. They kind of turned it on late and played really well in tournament ball, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. I mean, you know what, though? They've been really good all year. I know they started, they went to the World Series last year and returned a really good group of kids this year. So I knew they were going to, you know, be good coming back. And then they've been ranked, you know, in the top, I think pretty much top 15 all year, and then slid up into the top 10, you know, at the end. They're a really good team, too. I mean, they're playing really well right now. They pitch it well. They hit it well. They field it well. And so I think our league is good. And we've played everybody home and home 4 times. And I just think, you know, our league has really prepared us and really helped both of us, you know, to get where we're at. Yeah. And certainly, you know, us playing them, well, we played each other 7 times. This year, and I talked to Steve Babinski the other day, and I just told him, I said, hey, I think, you know, both of us have pushed each other to, you know, to be better. And I think that's why we, you know, have had success, you know, at the opening round like we have.
Talking with Scott Fleming, he's head coach of the women's softball team at Marion University. In your 15th year at Marion as the softball coach, and I know I see all about all over the place out recruiting and see it travel tournaments during the summer and this, that, and the other. I'm sure there's a – I noticed it with the players. When you're there, kids notice, and they you kind of – the culture of Marion softball – is at such a high level right now, the culture that you've created. Do you kind of see the difference now? I mean, there are people pushing to, they want to play for Marion now, and that, I don't know if it makes your job easier or tougher because you have to be real selective as to who gets to be a Knight, don't you?
Yeah, I do, I guess. And I think it goes both ways. I mean, we, you know, I've been awfully fortunate. We've had, you know, a lot of great help here. We've had a lot of really, really good players who are really good kids from good families who, you know, have kind of bought into, you know, what we're you know, what we're trying to do, and so yeah, I would say, you know, when I first started, you know, maybe the better players in the area, I had to maybe beg a little bit to have them come and, you know, take a look and visit, and then, you know, we started, you know, got a few of them, and then I think now it's we're getting some of the really, really good kids to look at us first, and so that's a neat thing. That's a nice problem to have. It's also a tough problem. I mean, you know, we only have so many spots, you know, on our roster too, and so unfortunately, I got to, you know, turn away some kids that I don't feel good about, but. You know, we're just, again, trying to, you know, get kids that, you know, really fit with Marion University and our program, and who, you know, who like to compete and do well, and, you know, who want to be, really good students and really successful in life. I mean, our team GPA, I just pulled the grades about a week ago, and, you know, we had a 3.8, this semester. And you know, so our total team GPA, cumulative is right around a 3.6, and, you know, again, that's what's most important.
Yeah, and you work hard on that, don't you? I mean, that is a big part of, really, all the way back to the kind of kid you're recruiting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something we work hard at and something I look at. I mean, obviously, if you know, kids are strong academically and work hard academically, then chances are they're probably going to work hard for, you know, for us out on the softball field and be, you know, be competitive and be successful. I mean, if somebody's not, you know, doing the job in the classroom, then they're probably going to be cutting corners, and those we don't get along very well if that's the case. So
yeah, you know, this year in you know, like you said, 15th year coaching softball, but you went back to the basketball sidelines this last season, and you were with the men's team with Scott Hetty. That had to be neat for you to get a chance to get back on the sidelines in basketball.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, Coach Hetty and I, we've known each other for a long, long time, and so when he you know, was going through the interview process, and then actually once he accepted the job, you know, he kind of leaned on me, and I was kind of there to, you know, to really just help him, and so he could kind of learn about the recruiting and the scholarships and that kind of thing. And then after about, I don't know, a month and a half, he was like, you know, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm like, you know, why don't you get back involved? Why don't you help me? And it was a lot of fun. I really appreciate that opportunity and really enjoyed it. And, you know, he was good to me. I mean, you know, I had two sons that were playing in high school, and then, you know, with softball, you know, I told him, I said, hey, I'm not going to let that, you know, drop. And he's been great about it. You know, there were times when, you know, I'd have to go recruit for softball, and he's like, hey, you go do that. There was a couple times when my sons had basketball games, and he's like, hey, get out of here, you go do that. And so, yeah, he's been great, and, you know, he's doing a great job. I mean, they had a great year, obviously, this year, and I think, you know, that's just going to continue to get better and better.
Well, I know they're building a new arena on campus there. That's going to be for this next season, I think, right? In the fall, it'll be ready. When you tip it up, you'll be in the new confines?
Yes, it's supposed to be complete in October, yes.
Oh, well, that would be good. So that again, is another opportunity to recruit, not just for basketball, but for your softball program. I mean, what's happening over there with the facilities? I imagine the construction is a part of your sales pitch now, isn't it, as far as what's going on?
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there's, you know, we're getting a new, you know, new weight room, new fitness room. It's going to be, you know, quite a bit larger than what we currently have. We're getting a new training room, and there's going to be, you know, new things coming, you know, with that. Certainly with the gym, they're going to build an area where we'll have a couple cages and, you know, another area for softball. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be, you know, obviously benefit, you know, all the student athletes and all the programs around here.
Yeah, it sure will. Scott Fleming is the coach of the women's softball team at Marion University. They're getting ready to go to the NAIA World Series in Florida. They play Friday night as the number 3 seed, taking on the number 6 seed, Southern Oregon. Now, we're interrupting practice right now. Your girls are out there, you said, maybe hitting some fungos or doing something. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but they have a good time, don't they? I know I was on campus there for several years in the athletic department, and I just like the they enjoy themselves, and I'm sure that's fun for you to have a bunch of girls that like each other. That's number one, I would imagine, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like I said, a really good group of kids, and they come from great families, and they do. They really get along with each other, and like I said, they're having fun now. They're out hitting some wiffles right now. Actually, a couple of them are pitching opposite hand, and a couple of them are hitting opposite hand, so yeah, they're having fun, but they do, they keep it, you know, when it's, you know, all it is all business, though. I mean, they're, you know, they're serious, and like I said, they work hard every day and compete hard every day, and you know, I just think a lot of them.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of your toughest jobs, is kind of knowing when to step in, and, you know, are they over the line as far as having too much fun, or are they focused? But it doesn't seem like it's been too big a problem with this group. They kind of know when to turn it on and off, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they kind of know me now too, and they kind of they probably know, you know, when they can cut up a little bit, or when it's serious, and you know, I'm getting older, and I've done this a while, so I'm probably a little more. I guess they say you soften up a little bit as you get older. So, you know, again, we just talk about, you know, expectations and you know, what's expected of them, and, you know, I know they, you know, they all of them want to do well in whatever they're doing, they all do that.
Yeah, I'm going to let you get back to practice in just a second, but real quickly, we got to talk about your better half. Of course, a lot of you may not know, but Scott Fleming, his wife is Gina Fleming, who is the superintendent of the Archdiocese Schools, and faith is a big part of your family, isn't it? That's a faith, your Catholic faith, and trying to intertwine just good leadership and good decision making is really kind of starts at home, doesn't it, for the Flemings?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you know, obviously, I'm very fortunate, married into a wonderful, wonderful lady and a wonderful family. And yeah, we just, you know, we always say, you know, our faith comes first, and family there, and then you know, kind of our job, you know, that. But certainly, you know, our faith and our family are first and at the top. Yeah, I'm proud of her. She has a, you know, she does a really good job, you know, what she does, and certainly, you know, being a superintendent of several schools is a tall task, but like I said, I'm proud of her and of what she does.
What, do you guys just leave notes on the kitchen table? You can't see each other very much. You're both so busy.
you're probably right. A lot of times it's you know, kind of passing each other and high bye type thing, or you know, a quick phone call here and there, and who's taking care of what, and this and that. But, you know, like I said, we make it work. I mean, we're not any busier than anybody else, so we make it work.
Well, Scott, thank you very much, and good luck. Go get them. Marion Knights, the softball program, taking on Southern Oregon this Friday night down in Florida. Now, I know you don't want to look ahead, but if you win in Oklahoma City, they're sitting out there, too. They're two-time defending champs. So everybody, like you said before, everybody in this 10-team draw is good, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep. Yep. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready. Be ready to play. And it's see a lot of just really, really good teams and a lot of close games. And so, yep. You got to be ready to go.
And I'm sure you will be, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks, Will, for having me on. Appreciate
All right.
It.
That's Scott Fleming, head coach of the Marion University softball program. They're on their way to the NAIA World Series. We're going to take a break, close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this short timeout.
My day was horrible, my 7-year-old said as she loaded her backpack into the car. I Googled children from Haiti. I didn't want to diminish her problems, but I wanted to show her how lucky she is. I mean, after all, horrible day is a relative phrase. But all I could find in Google images for children from Haiti was pictures of kids with big, big smiles. Go figure. Clinical depression aside, happiness is 10% circumstance and 90% attitude. 10% blessing driven and 90% gratitude driven. Not to romanticize poverty, but the poorest places on earth are rich in gratitude. They can't afford to overlook blessings. They end up smiling more than people of privilege. Look, maybe you are having a horrible day. Got a bad medical report, struggling with marriage, boss is a jerk. I don't want to diminish that, but I do want you to stop. Take inventory of your blessings and say thank you as often as you can. That might not change your circumstances, but it will change you. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
And the special thanks to AAA Roofing for underwriting this show. And also, they invited me out to the Speedway this past week and had a good time just out, just watching the cars go around. I don't think there's anything better in the world to do than watch the cars go racing at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Again, my pick to win, I'm going with the pole sitter, Ed Carpenter. Why not? Again, a special thanks to Scott Fleming from Marion University for joining us. Good luck, Knights. Go get them in the NAIA World Series. We'll see you next week on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.